This recording, Jamaica 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently to stroke the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Most Jamaicans today are known for speaking Creole. I think Creole is a language that most of us grown up hearing. So for us to be able to speak English fluently, it would have to start from in the womb. So, you know, the parents and other family members would have to ensure that they teach you to speak properly then, because that's the word we Jamaicans would use, speak properly. They would have to ensure that they don't speak much Creole around you, and to ensure that you get the basic background of speaking standard English. And we'd also have to practice our words pronunciation and how to articulate the words that they sound better, because when the articulations that are placed on words determine the meaning of the word. So sometimes we might articulate a word wrong and give it a wrong meaning. Back in Portland where I live, I think our Creole sound different from a person that may come.